Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. I'm your host, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And as promised, this is Relationship Thursday. So every Thursday, we are doing Relationship Thursday. So make sure that you tune in to our show, man. Get the latest, I won't say updates, but, you know, we'll talk about all things relationships. And, of course, on today's show, we're kicking off the show about how to marry a black man and keep him. And so that's today's topic. But I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. You can follow our show page. If you click the button right on this show page, if you're listening from Blog Talk Radio, if you're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, any one of those, subscribe to our podcast. Give us a review. We always take reviews. We always take positive, negative. It doesn't matter. Kick it to us, man. Let us know what's going on and how you feel about the show. And if you have any complaints or compliments you want to give out, we take all of that. Definitely take all of that. But again, I want to just say that every Thursday we will be doing relationships. On Wednesday, next Wednesday, and on Mondays we'll be doing our Monday morning live quarterback show. And so that's a sports show. So that's all things sports. On Tuesday is our regular news and commentary. We talk about everything on Tuesday. Wednesdays is specifically for black men. So that's black men every Wednesday. We're talking about issues concerning black men in America. And on Thursdays, it's relationships. So get in with us. Follow our show page. Download our podcast. And, you know, just kick back and talk. Again, today's show. Now, I know, you know, hey, this is a touchy topic for a lot of people. Black men being committed and staying in committed relationships, even when they're married. And I want to talk about a few things surrounding that, because I hear a lot of women complain about black men, and black men don't want to be committed. Black men don't want to be married. And I'm not dropping dimes on the brothers. Okay. So I don't want the brothers out there to be like, Jeff, man, you out here selling out the whole nine. I'm not selling out. I'm just saying I'm married. So I'm straight. I've been married now 21 years. You know, me and my wife, we've been together 26 years. So we've been together for a long time. So I just want to drop some nuggets on women who have asked about it, and women who are hearing conversation when they talk about black men. And, you know, it's all type of negative things. You know, I know on The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne, the guy was talking about black men don't cheat and all that sort of stuff. Well, we know that's a damn lie. Now, what they were trying to put out, you know, I don't know, but we often see a lot of dating shows. I think on the OWN network, they had the Ready for Love. And, you know, you see a lot of other Bachelorette and also kind of foolishness. And to me, that kind of waters down relationships. Because I'll tell you right now, if I'm outing anybody, so what? But the television, if you watch Ready to Love, know that those people were actors and actresses. Some of them were already together. They knew each other. So that was just something for television. But I want to talk about some real life scenarios, and I'll give a couple examples, and then we'll have a panel discussion where we have women and men talking and discussing, and we'll do that via Zoom. So I definitely want to talk about that. But here's my thing. When men, contrary to popular belief, men, when we see a woman, we know if she's be a bust down, means, you know, she's just going to be somebody we call up at night and say, hey, you know what? Let's get together. Let's do our things. Two, you know, she might be semi-serious, but I don't know. I'm still keeping my options open. You know, I'll get in. We'll have relations. We'll go out a couple of times. Now, just let me go back. Bust downs, we don't take them out. They don't go out. They just calls. Okay? Kind of in the middle. And three is the one that we say, you know what? I want to marry her. Period, point blank. And you will know that. And so I'm just going to dab on those three things right now. And then, because we're going to make this a little series here. Bust down. You are the woman with a nice body. You may have a pretty face. You may not have a pretty face. Because men are very visual. So we see, you know, you might have a pretty face but no body. And men will probably still want to have relations with you. Or you may have not so attractive face but nice body. men will still mess with you, okay? But you are the person that gets called at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning after they left the club, or left the boy's house, you know, after they've done something on the side, you are the one that they call because they want to fulfill their sexual needs, desires, because it's not necessarily a need, it's a desire. And so you're the bust down, you're the thought, whatever they want to call the names they use. And I don't really like using those terminology, but I'm just, for visual standpoints, I want to make sure that I get this out. But you're the booty call, okay? And chances are, he will never, ever think about wifing you up. Because he's there to hit it, and he's there to get out. There to hit it, he's there to get out. As long as you allow that door to stay open, he's going to come in and hit it, and he's going to get out, okay? Now, you have to determine what your self-respect level is if you want to engage in that kind of relationship. And you might call that man a dog. You might say, oh, he's a dog. I can't stand him. He, you know, he comes in, girl, and he hits this, and then he's out of here. He want to give me sexual relations. He don't want to do nothing else. Because you'll know if he won't take you out. He's going to always want to Uber Eats, DoorDash, all that stuff. That's the only thing you're going to get. And you're going to get Netflix. Netflix and chill, I guess that's what they call it today. I mean, that's on a good thing, because he ain't going to want to watch Netflix late at night, especially if he coming to hit it. I'm saying, you, as long as you allow that, and as long as you allow yourself to be controlled by that type of behavior, you will never, ever be able to capture his mental, because he only sees you as a visual object. He only sees you as a visual object to fulfill his thrills or his needs. And he'll do all type of things sexually with you. He'll experiment with all kinds of things. So, you know, and you may be with it, and you may say, oh, yeah, this is great. Oh, and then once he leaves, you're an afterthought. You're an afterthought. The bust down. That's where you don't want to be, especially if you want to be in a serious relationship. If you want to be in a serious relationship, you don't want that. It's not going to do you any good if you plan on getting married. You want to marry a black man, that's not the way to get it. And oftentimes, those women who are what we call the buzz downs, or who wants a certain type of man, ends up shunning men who are probably a little bit more qualified in her lane. But how do I say this without being insulting? Because I don't want to say, that's your speed. You overlook him, but the man, the alpha dog, the one that's coming in and he's taking care of business sexually, and then he's bouncing. He's treating you like crap. He's treating you horribly. Some women love that. They do. So I look at it like this. You will stay in that lane. So remember, you will stay in that lane with that particular man. And sometimes, you know, those women are with these men for years. They allow themselves to be, you know, side chicks or bust downs or whatever the case for years. But you don't want to be in that space. I'm just going to be totally honest with you. And it's up to you to control that. It's up to you to control that. And some women might say, well, how do I control it? I mean, you know, he comes over, he tells me all this. I mean, come on, man, we're not stupid. If a guy's been messing around with you for 6 months and you haven't went outside the house, that's a problem. 6 months, y'all ain't went to the dinner, or, you know, you haven't even had Netflix and chill during the daytime on a Saturday. Ah, that's not where you want to be. That's not the relationship that you want to be in if you want to be serious. So you got to know your role. I mean, some men are going to take advantage of that. They will take advantage of that. And I ain't talking about, I'm not on no soapbox, no Steve Harvey, you know, wait 90 days and all that old garbage. That's trash. If you want to be in a serious relationship, because it don't matter if you wait 90 days or day one, men are programmed to wait. You can program ourselves to wait. You could be 6 months. We'll wait if we want to have sex with you. We will do that. But so know that category that you're in. Netflix and chill. You're not even in that category. You're just a bust down late night freak. Or you just one of the women that he wants to come in and he wants to have sexual relations with. And then he's gone. He's gone. That's where you don't want to be. So and I'm going to come back to that. Then you have your woman who is sort of borderline. He likes you, but he's not serious. He's not sure if he wants to commit and settle down with you. Now, this is a tricky situation. It's a tricky situation for a lot of men. Okay. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes men settle in relationships because of self-esteem issues. Some men, mostly all men, fear rejection. They can't take it. But if they have a woman that's fairly decent, but not really what they want, they'll settle. They'll settle. Because oftentimes men have an object of beauty in our mind that we've been conditioned with from the media or what we've seen in different images. And that's where we say we want to be and want to have. But sometimes that's not attainable, especially if you're not economically set up right. Because let's just be real. You see some of the ugliest dudes with some of the best looking women, but they either have money, they have some kind of charisma that gets them over. I'm not going to say Iceberg Slim type mentality, but maybe NBA players, entertainers. These guys have the most aesthetically beautiful women that you may see. As sometimes they want to attain that, they don't have all the other things that will help them to attain that. Okay. Now, but you had that woman that's in between. She's nice, decent, she may be a little wholesome, but she may not be necessarily what we're looking for at this particular, she may be what we're looking for at this particular time. But until something else better comes along, we'll slap her to the side and then we'll go meet our dreams. But let me just get with this. This is the sister that's in between. This is very serious. And the reason why I say this is sometimes this woman gets caught up in relationships with men. And sometimes they allow themselves, they cut themselves off. So even if this man says, you know what, I really, you know, want to be in a committed relationship with you, but you know, not at this particular time. And the man is able to roam free. And sometimes the woman kind of connects to this man and says, you know what, I'll stick with him, you know, because I think there's some hope there. Well, let me just say this to you, ladies. That's the man that if you're in that space, you don't want to be in that space. You really don't. You don't want to be in that space. And just let me tell you why. You don't want to waste your time in that area. There are tons. This world is filled with millions of people, billions of people. And you want to open up your heart. You want to allow yourself to be available to those men. Good men. Good men that will love you. Good men that will wife you up. Good men that you will deserve. But sometimes we block ourselves off from the rest of the world because we want this particular man. This particular man is not available and he's really not sure if he wants you or not. So he's playing the fence. He's on the fence. He's like, yeah, I love you. And I really love being with you. I love kicking it with you. But man, you're not really the destination. It's like being on a train stop. It's like riding the train. Get off on one stop. Hey, this is great. Next, get off on that stop. Get on back on the train. Next stop, get on. You know, that's all right. But you know, I'm really not satisfied. So you get off and then you finally get to that stop. You say, this is it. This is where I want to be. And that's that man in between. He doesn't really know. He hasn't found himself. And you may not be that person. You just may be that person to help him along until you get to that next destination where he can settle down and say, you know what? Now I'm, you know, I'm straight now. I'm good. I have fun with you. And he might even revisit you every now and then. He might even come back and say, you know what? You know, it didn't work out with this one. Hey, baby, you know, let's hook up. Let's go out. Let's do our thing. Now, you're going to get the date. You're going to get to go out. He's going to bring you above ground. So you're going to get to go out, you know, occasionally. You're going to do a Netflix and chill every now and then. Every now and then. You're going to do Netflix and chill. But he's never going to commit to you 110%. He's going to lie to you. He's going to do all sorts of things. You won't happen because you've committed yourself, but then you don't make yourself available to other men out there. They may look at you and say, man, that sister right there, that you're his dream. You're his vision of what he wants, but it may not necessarily work out. I'm just putting that out there, and I don't want sisters to get offended by that because I know, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in our emotions and our feelings, and we really don't want to let things go. But sometimes you have to let it go in order for yourself, because this is about you. This is about you. So, you know, you have that situation, you have that sister, she's caught in the middle. The man is caught in the middle because, you know, we, like I said, and I'm going to get to the one where we say we want this woman and we will be with her for the rest of our lives. At least that's the dream that we have in our mindset. And I'm going to tell you about the things that we look for when we want to have a woman that we desire to have for the rest of our lives. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to drop it off. For me, you know, I've been married 21 years. And so, you know, I'll just give a little bit, then I'm going to come back to it. It's peaks, valleys, the ups and downs. You know, it's not like in the movies. And this is where I want people to get off that false sense of what relationships are, because we see the garbage that comes on television and you see all these different love stories and relationships in movies, and you see people, they get together and they just struck eye, googly eye and all that. Then the relationship has an issue and then they get back together. The man chases after the woman chases after the man. They finally get together and they walk off in harmony, hands held, end of story. Well, that's not the end of story. There's all kind of stuff that goes on to take place after that, that you have to deal with and that people have to deal with. And they deal with these issues of marriage and arguments and fights and not just nice. Sometimes you have some knockdown, drag out arguments, but then you got to know, hey, we're together. We're a couple. And so that's going to happen when you live with somebody for years or you roommate with them for years. You'll understand that there are things that happen on a daily, okay, that you have to deal with and you have to be able to see through it. So I just say that to say that relationships are tough, but every relationship in the infantile stages has its infatuation, its desire, it's the dream, it's what we see in the movies, it's what captures our eyes. But let me get back to Sister In Between. Sister In Between, you got to pull it together. You have to make the rules. I'll just tell you this, women. You have the power, and the power is in between those rolling hills, like Jill Scott like to say. You know, it's in between your legs. That's the power. That is the ultimate power. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody. Yeah, after a while, once relationships, yeah, you learn to do other things. But a lot of our attention is focused on that sexually, physical beauty. I would love to be with her. And you have to be able to say, you know what? You have to control your situation. You have to control what goes on. So whether you're the bust down female, bust down Tatiana, whatever they want to call them, if you're that woman and this man is just using you for sex and you become a dumping ground, If you want to allow that, you allow that. That's on you. That's wrong. But you got to get out of that mindset if you want to get serious and get into a relationship. The sister that's in between, the brother that's in between, you have to establish and be assertive and say, this is what I want. This is what I don't want. This is what I will accept. And this is what I will not accept. You have to make those decisions. You have to make those decisions for us. And let me just tell you, let me go. I'm going to tell you after that, the thought that helps control men. And this is very serious. It has to do with the mother, his mother. But let me just go on. Then you have the brother who sees his future. He sees his future. Let me stop right there. Hey, this is the Jeff Thomas Show. I am your host, Jeff Thomas. Make sure you tune in every Thursday. It's Relationship Thursday. We're going to be talking about all things relationships. So make sure you tune in, lock it in, hit your follow button, and you'll get all the relationship things that we'll be talking about on Thursday. So make sure you get in, and then we'll do some live Zoom relationship hours as well. So you can follow our show page on Facebook, The Jeff Thomas Show. You can also follow us on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram, The Jeff Thomas Show. And you can hit us on Spotify, iTunes, every place you get your podcast, you can find The Jeff Thomas Show. Okay. Now, let me get to the brother. When you see your wife, you know, and men know, we know that one. And when we know that she is the one, we will pull out all the stops. All the stops get this woman. When I tell you, a lot of it has to do with beauty. A lot of it has to do with her disposition, how she moves, how she acts. A lot of it has to do with her attitude, the way she talks, her confidence. A lot of it has to do with her hands. Hands are very important, ladies. Just let me tell you that. Hands are very important, ladies. Make sure your nails are done to the T. The way you smell. Your first look. I mean, and it doesn't, our first interaction doesn't have to be anything but not being nasty and mean and arrogant. You know, it's all right to be a little, have a lot of attitude. That's cool. As long as it's smooth, attitude and smooth is great. We love that. A little bit of cocky, but with some sweetness too. See what I'm saying? We love that. Be attractive the way you walk. Your shoes. You all look at our shoes. Men look at your shoes too. We look at the way you dressed up and down. You know, we know if you, and I'm not talking about dressing slutty. I'm not talking about having your titties hanging all out. maybe a nice little cleavage to help, but not hanging out where we see you, because then we look at you as the object. You got your titties hanging all out and I can see nipples. That's object. Woo, I want to hit it. So, hey, that's where our mind goes. But if you're nicely dressed, I'm speaking for me and some other guys that I know. These are the things that attract. Some guys like the bust down thoughts. That's cool. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not right, JT. Some chicks, some men like that kind of woman. That's cool. I'm not knocking that at all. Like, some people like the Cardi B's and the Megan Stallions. I mean, they're good looking women. Don't get me wrong, but some people like the way they dress and way they move. That's cool. I mean, I grew up a Janet Jackson fan, so Janet Jackson was my crush. You know what I'm saying? I like the Toni Braxtons, the women that have some swag but are really dressed respectable, as we would, what we would consider respectable anyway. But we know that we want to make her our wife right off the bat. You got guys, I'm telling you, guys are going to a store. They'll see the woman that I just described, or she may be working at a grocery store. She's working at McDonald's or whatever case. And we'll look at her and she'll say, man, that's my desire right there. And right there, we'll plan out our whole future with the woman that's working behind the cash register at McDonald's. That's crazy. But that's true. Look at a woman in a store, in a Macy's or any one of them stores. And we'll say, man, whoo, she look good. Oh, man, I could see my life with her. You didn't already plan out the damn kids and shit. You already got your whole life, the marriage, the wedding. You don't even know the daggone lady, but you didn't plan out everything. That's how guys operate when we see a woman who attracts us. And something in about that is that animal attraction. Says, you know what? That's beauty. That's what I want. And we'll do everything. We'll pull out all the stops. You get the invites. You get the invites to see the parents. And when we bring you, let me just tell you that. Let me take a drink real quick. Hold on. When we invite you to see the parents, that's big. If you've never met a man's parents, a problem. I'm just telling you, that's a sure tell sign. If you've never met the parents, now I'm not saying that every situation is like that, because you might have some crazy people and parents like, "Woo, he didn't boss a girl home. Can you believe it, girl?" And when you hear that, you better kind of watch out. But my thing is this: relationships, when we see that woman and we want her, we'll pull out all the stops. You're coming to meet moms. He'll try to cook you dinner if he could cook. He's taking you to dates. You're going on dates 2 and 3 times a week. That's how you know that man wants you. That's a sure tell sign. I'm not saying all of it. Don't get me wrong to get people saying, "Oh, Jeff, that's not happened. That happened to me. And it wasn't, didn't break out. And he just wanted to hit it after he got the meals and quit it." I know. Well, I don't know what you use. I can't say what you were to him. But I'm saying the guys that I know, ones that I've seen operate, and how they operate. All the guys that I know who've met their wives, when they met their wives, it was that special thing that drew them to them. Because it's always something special about that woman that draws you near and dear to them. My wife, it's her lips. Loved them. Sexy. Skin tone. Her attitude. The way she acts. She's a woman's woman. Very womanly. So certain things we get attracted to, and you have to send off those. I'm not telling you, I'm not going to tell you that bullshit about Steve Harvey and, "Oh, wait 90 days and think like a man." First of all, you can't. Woman ain't thinking like no man. You a woman. You supposed to think like a woman. I don't want no woman that thinks like a man. What the hell is that? I want a woman who I can have a conversation with and we can vibe. Be educated. Be read. Be read. Know what's going on. Know what's going on in the current day society. Don't get into an argument. And women, I'm going to tell you this, and I don't care what anybody says. Might have guys who play games. First of all, we're not into playing games. So you might, when you go out on a date, if the man is supposed, this is my views, maybe I'm old school, the man is supposed to pay for the date, period, point blank. First date, third date, fourth date, fifth date. If you offer, that's fine. Don't offer to pay for the meal. Offer assistance. "Can I help you pay for the bill?" And if you do that, the man knows, oh, she's about team. You say, "I want to pay for the bill," then the man thinks you're about dominance. Understand that now. It's very, very important. If you offer to pay part of the meal, he believes that you will be a part of him and part of team. If you want to pay the entire meal, he's going to think you want to dominate. Yep, I said it. He is going to think that you want to dominate. Understand that. A lot of women might say, "No, that's not true. I got my own money. If I want to pay for my own," that's not what it's all about. I want to pay for your meal. That means I like you. That means I want to be with you. That means I want to take care of you. I want you to be a part of me and we be a part of each other together. Understand those things. That's very, very important. So when you out and you're together, if he wants to hold your hand, may not, you know, you may not say, but if he wants to extend that, because men, a lot of times we don't like showing affection early. If we do that, that means we want you. If you decide on when you want to have sex, I'm not going to ever tell grown folks when to have sex. Some people might have sex on the first night and they be married for, you know, 30 years. Some people might have sex on the second or third date. If they do that, that's fine. That's cool. It don't matter, because sex, sometimes we put too much emphasis on the sex. Yeah, some people like to knock down, drag out, hair pulling, butt slapping, ass slapping sex. That's fine. But you have to monitor how you do things. If people want to do that, sex, of course, is a part of relationships. We know that. We know that those things are going to happen. Now, notice, any of those three things that men that we look for, and when we see that woman, that bust down woman we just want to have sex with, that's where you're going to be. That's the lane you're going to be in. That woman that's in between, we're going to play with you. And if things don't work out on another side, we'll come back to you and we'll play with you some more. We get you pregnant. You get pregnant, that's a whole different thing. Then you got a whole different set of rules. But those things can happen in those type of relationships. Then the woman of our desire, the one that we know without question, we'll drop all our girlfriends on side girlfriends. We'll drop them all to be with you. All of them. We let them go. Like, look, No. I'm not trying to. Nah, I got one woman and I'm going to kick it with her. The one I want to be with. And you'll see us with googly eyes. We'll be on the phone with you all night. And now it's modern day. So we texting. We probably send about 3,000-4,000 texts in a week. That's what happens when we're in love. And when we want that woman, the object of our desire. And I don't mean that like coming to America thing. I'm just talking about the desires within us to be with that woman. The woman that we found. The one that we want to build a house for. The one that we want to buy the Mercedes-Benz truck for. Guys want to do that for the woman. And she doesn't always have to be aesthetically pleasing to everybody's eye. As long as she has the disposition and the nice swagger to go along with it, we good. We good. We'll jump on that. I'm speaking from my perspective and a couple people that I know. I was told by those brothers to kind of let y'all know that this is what they view things, how they view relationships when they want to get with a woman and how they categorize the women or women in their life or in their past lives. It's about building together. I know in today's society, we have the Me Too movement. I know we had a lot of jerk ass men who do some crazy stuff. I'm not making excuses for them or whatever. We know we had a lot of them that try to use sex as a tool for power. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about relationships. Black men, black women getting together in relationships and making this thing happen. We have to be able to come together, make our love one. Can't, and when stuff get tough in relationships, you can't be willing to run away from it. And this is part of the keeping. This is part of keeping each other. And I say keeping black men, but I'm really talking about us keeping each other and staying together. When times get tough, one thing you have to always realize is that people aren't perfect. Nobody's perfect. They say practice makes perfect. That's a lie in itself. Perfect practice makes perfect. But we know perfection is very unattainable. It's very hard to do. So in this world that we in today, we have to work things out when problems get tough. Now, if you're in a relationship and person is just totally, totally just an asshole, then okay, you don't have to, you know, you should not take abuse, verbal abuse, those things. You don't have to take that. As couples, you're going to argue, you're going to have some knockdown, drag out arguments. That's going to happen. But guess what? Then you come back the next day, you kiss your wife or your husband, and you call it a day. You move on to the next, because tomorrow's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. So you have to be able to live on that, to be able to stand on that. People need their space. The great thing that I love about my wife and I's relationship, I want my wife to have a space. My wife wants to go hang out with her friends, or go on trips with her friend. I'm with that. I'm secure enough with myself to say, hey, I'm not worried about that, because I believe that people have their space. When I go out with my frat brothers, or I go out hanging out wherever, friends, my wife is like, good, honey, go have a great time. Have a ball. I go out of town, have a ball. Because people need their space. It's the only way you could grow. I don't need to be under my wife 24/7. Nah. No. That's not good. People need to have space in which they could sit back and just, you know, breathe. You don't learn anything for the only thing you're going to learn about being around your spouse 24/7 is the same thing that you knew yesterday and the day before yesterday. So you're constantly learning the same things. But you need to go out. It's all right. Let me tell you something like this. And I tell the fellas this all the time. My wife is good looking. She's beautiful. Okay. I'm not insecure if a man compliments my wife. I'm not. I wanted to. If men didn't think my wife looked good, that's a problem. That's a surefire problem. I welcome that. Now, if you cross the line, hey, brother, once you tell your ass you married, you can come and move your ass on or ask are you happy to marry. Get your ass out of here. The hell is you talking about? She married. She told you she married for a reason. But no, for real. It's okay. Because we all need that self-esteem boost. And those sort of things makes us feel good about who we are. And when we come back to our relationships, we feel even better. Wives, it's okay. If your man want to go to the strip club, if he does that, if he indulges in those type of things, let him go. He's coming back home to you. He's not thinking about that woman taking her home. I can tell you that right now. A lot of guys, they don't. A lot of brothers that go to the strip clubs, they are not thinking about those strippers. It's just entertainment. Men are visual. Maybe you don't strip like you used to. Woman does, and so he comes home, and you know the fantasies, that's okay sometimes. I'm not saying you get overly indulged in that and crazy with it, but we're talking about things to spice up your relationship, be able to keep it. I said sex wasn't important. After a while, it's not. But let me just say this. It's okay to spice it up in the bedroom, ladies. It's okay to say, hey, hubby, you got them ones. I'm about to get up on this bed and I'm about to shake it, and hey, y'all do your thing. Or you role play. The cops and, you know, bad girl and whatever. And he arrests you or whatever. You arrest her. Either way, switch it up. Do something wild. It's okay to take the bonnet off the head. It's okay. It's okay to take the bonnet off the head. You know, women say, don't mess my hair. Well, when we first got together, I was messing your hair up. You ain't had no problem. Now you sleep with the bonnet on every night. And when we, you know, but hey, no, that's all in fun. It's okay to fantasize. It's okay to do things. It's okay to have fun. We get so caught up and we kind of lose ourselves in who we are. We should want to have fun. We should want to do things. We should want to travel. If you have it in your budget, you and your spouse or significant other, your wife, I mean girlfriend, you should want to travel. Get out and see the world by yourselves. I love it when my wife. My wife and I, we travel often. I love it. I love being away and out of town in the islands or somewhere. Just me and my wife. We do stuff with the kids too. But I'm just saying, I love it when me and my wife and I, we travel. I love it. I love it. These are the things that you do to keep your relationship spiced up. It's okay to buy your wife flowers. Just because. Not because you fucked up. Just because. I want to buy some flowers today. Baby, you're looking beautiful. Women, it's okay to buy the man a watch. Invicta. Good watch. It's okay to buy him a sports, the NFL packet or the NBA package. It's what, put this out here. Women, don't buy men flowers. We don't like flowers. Don't buy us flowers. We don't like, again, let me repeat that. We do not like flowers. It doesn't do anything for us. Taking us to the basketball game, that does something for us. Turning on our favorite football game, that does something for us. Feeding us, that does something for us. Don't buy us no flowers. That's not the gift you ever buy a man. Buy him a watch. The young guys, they like the video games and shit. So buy them a PS1, PS2 card, Xbox, whatever. You buy them one of those, they'd be all right. So that's kind of generational thing. I'm just saying, there's a lot out here how we could keep each other together. I know I said earlier how to marry a black man and keep him. Well, I'm talking about us as a unit, black men, black women. I'm talking about, and I'm not knocking any kind of other relationships. I'm talking specifically black men and black women. I'm talking about black love, black on black love. Like they talk about black on black crime. Black on black love. And how do we make that stick on each other? Hey, this is your man, Jeff Thomas, on the Jeff Thomas Show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Those people who have listened. I got a call yesterday from one of my old teammates. At the time, his name is Rock now. From North Jersey. And one of my best friends, college. We were teammates and we were homeboys. We ran the streets back in Philly back in the day when we were young guys. And he told me he enjoyed the show. So, Rock, shout out to you. I call him professional badass because that's what he is. He's a former police officer, strong, he'll beat your ass. Basically, that's Rock up in he's from Rahway, New Jersey. So if you know anything about Rahway, New Jersey, that's where Scared Straight started, the television show where they had the prisoners bring the young boys into the prisoners, and they would get them straight. And he's good friends with Hell's Angels, Chuck Zito, and they talk all the time. And so Rock is a straight up, he's a badass. He don't play no games. So shout out to my homie Rock and everybody else that is tuned in to the podcast. We try to mix up the podcast a little bit because I don't want to just talk politics 24/7, and we do sports as well. So we kind of trying to make it comprehensive, as comprehensive as possible for everybody to listen to. What you want to get out of it. But again, on Thursdays, it's Relationship Thursday. So we're talking men, women issues. And on Wednesdays, it's Black Men Talking. Every Wednesday, it's Black Men Talking. That's our podcast. And we're talking Black Men issues, all things on that Black Men on that podcast. And as well on Mondays, we had a Monday morning quarterback with your man JT right here, JT Live. That's the JT Live, of course. People who have listened to that before definitely know what that is. Also, I want to give a big shout out to my Chicago Sports Nation group on Facebook. Big ups to everybody in that group. Of course, LeBron James won the championship. So everybody's up in arms about that. But I just wanted to kind of touch on a few things with the relationships, and hopefully you took some tips back from it. You know, I talked about the woman who is in that lane of just straight sex with the man, and he's not going to take you seriously. He will not take you seriously at all. He's just going to use you as a sex object. And if that's what you want, that's what you're getting out of it. If you want to, you know, if you want to just be into, you want to get out of it, that's fine. But you can't expect anything extra from him. Nothing extra, because you ain't going to get extra. All you're going to get is a hard one. That's it. Hard one, he's gone. You have the woman that's in between and the man that's in between. He likes you, but you're not the one. You're not number one on his list of what he looks for in a marriage. But he likes you. He likes having sex with you. He likes being with you. He takes you out every now and then. You get to Netflix and chill in a decent hour on a Saturday. You know, y'all get to watch it, stuff like that. But then, you know, he has his other women on the side deck because he's really trying to find it. And then you have that brother who says, you know what? I caught me one. That's the one I want right there. And I want her to be my wife, period, point blank. And he doesn't always get that woman that he wants, and he gets her, then he's going to pull out all the stops. He's going to be very persistent with you. He's going to call you all the time. He's going to send you cards. He's going to send you flowers. He's going to do all sorts of creative things to attract you and attract your mind. That's what that man does. I just kicked the relationships. You know, we have to be into each other. We're going to be into each other. Let's be into each other. Let's love each other. Let's love up on each other. Let's hug each other. Let's give each other a hug. Let me give you a massage just for no reason. Scratch your hair. I scratch my wife's hair when she asks. I scratch. I told her, let me start a professional hair scratching business. I told her it'd be very lucrative. She's like, hell no. But, you know, I mean, those are the type of things we do for each other. Yeah, you're going to have your arguments. You're going to have your issues. You're going to have your problems. But you have to be able to fight through them if you're truly serious about the relationship. If you're serious about it, my wife and I, in the 21 years we've been married, I can tell you that we, of the people that we know and weddings that we've been to, I would say we've been to at least 10 divorces. 10 people have gotten divorced from those marriages that we've been to. At least 10 people, 20 years. They've married on again. You know what I'm saying? And some of them are on their third marriage. So it happens. But you have to stay the course. If you're serious about being with somebody, or you just want to run and say, you know what, it's over, I'm done. Again, don't take no abuse, no physical abuse, verbal abuse, or any of those things like that, because you don't have to take that. You don't belong to anybody but God. At least that's my opinion. That's my views. That's my view on it. You don't belong to anybody but God. Peel it off like that. So, you know, next Thursday, I'm going to have a special guest on, Mario Givens. He's going to be talking about his new book, and so he writes love poetry. So we're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about relationships next Thursday as well, because it's Relationship Thursday right here on the Jeff Thomas Show. So make sure you tune in. Make sure you share it. We're going to do a live Zoom. I got to pick the date for this, but we're going to do a live Zoom call. And tonight, hopefully, once the podcast drops, it'll drop later on this evening. But if you want to come in on the Facebook group, or, you know, I may do the Instagram live, people want to join in on that, You can come in on the Facebook group, and once the podcast, as you listen to it, you can make your comments and all sorts of things. But it'll be up on the Jeff Thomas Show Facebook page, so make sure you get into that and lock it in. So you guys have a wonderful week. Starting next week, we go 4 days a week with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We are going to be here live. Check out our show. We appreciate it. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher. The Jeff Thomas Show is there. Spotify, download it. Get all the updates. Subscribe to it. But you all have a wonderful weekend. Again, think about those things I said, ladies, early on. Think about those things I said. You know, what category do you fit in? That's what you have to know. What category do you fit in? You have to find your niche. But again, this is your man, Jeff Thomas, always on time. Y'all have a great weekend.